This podcast may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risks and uncertainties. These forward-looking statements are based on current expectations and may differ materially from actual future events or results due to a variety of factors. For a discussion of factors that could affect our business, please refer to our filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. All of our statements are made as of today based on information currently available to us. We can give no assurance these statements will prove to be correct, and we do not intend and undertake no duty to update these statements except as required by law. Welcome to the Journey to Scale podcast for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm Kristen Atkins, Vice President of Marketing and Communications. Today, we're going to catch up with our President and CEO, Dr. Raj Talluri, to hear about his travels to Mobile World Congress and Malaysia. Welcome, Raj.
Thank you, Kristen. Really exciting to be back here to talking to all of you. Yes, I was in. I've been on the road for a bit. Went to Mobile World Congress with Samira, and Samira and I have met almost all the mobile customers that launch in the mobile phone market. Really, really exciting. Mobile World Congress is really back full blast. Many, you know, really new phones launched there, new wearable devices, a lot of excitement on AR, VR headsets. And AI was everywhere. I mean, I think I posted a little bit on Twitter when I was there that there were... You know, on-device AI was really the key thing that I've noticed a lot there. And because what's happening is people are finding because of privacy or because of the cost involved, they like to really use the devices they've already paid for to do this. And that is really creating a lot of buzz. And one thing that it was doing was, you know, customers are really worried about their ability to, you know, have a phone or their IoT device or a wearable device go for a whole day without charging, because the amount of demand these applications are making on battery is tremendous. I got an opportunity to meet all the mobile phone customers and very exciting meetings. And they were all super excited to get, you know, samples from us on EX1M. And as you, as our audience knows, that's a product that we are in the middle of, you know, getting to the point where we can sample our customers. And they are super excited by it, and they want to test them as soon as we give them samples, and they expect to put them in products next year. You know, EX1M, I wanted to say a little bit, you know, it's a great product that we are super excited by, because it's a product that has, you know, keeps our energy density advantage, but also increases the cycle life, you know, much higher, because what I mean by the number of cycles that it can go, you know, the battery can be charged and discharged. And, you know, our previous products were going up to 500 cycles. This one is up to 1,000 cycles is what we have been working on. And because of the tremendous work done by an R&D team, in a short span of time, we were able to get to that metric. And that's really exciting for our customers. And, you know, cycle life has become even more important now than ever before, because as I mentioned, due to all these AI applications, people are having to charge their phones and laptops more times than they did before, because apps are really consuming a lot of the battery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's a lot of excitement around that at the show.
Yes. And you also mentioned that you're seeing phones being advertised as AI smartphones.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you actually look at some of the smartphones, you can see almost everything from Galaxy AI, from Samsung to, you know, Vivo and Oppo, and almost every customer has an AI-based smartphone. And in fact, one of the, you know, the brochures, you know, actually, if you look at these phones, they talk about how many, you know, large language models are running on device on the phone. It's actually pretty amazing to see that as being a selling point in many of these devices. And, you know, actually, you know, one of the questions that one of the points that I guess I've been making since I joined this company was that last year when I joined, I went on a road trip to visit all the customers in Asia, and around April timeframe. That's when, you know, I really realized that people wanted much longer cycle life on these batteries, and they want the ability to do fast charging. That's when we quickly realized that we really need to do this, because with AI coming up, everybody wanted to charge, you know, felt like they had to charge the phone multiple times,
mm-hmm.
which meant that if you charge your phone every day, Now you're looking at, you know, 365. And if you want to keep your phone for like 2 to 3 years, you know, you're quickly getting up to that 800 to 1,000 cycle range. That's when we started this effort on EX1M right away last year. And we are super excited that now we're pretty close to getting it out and sampling to our customers.
That is exciting. So AI phones need AI batteries.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So anything else you want to touch on Mobile World Congress? We spoke to Samira last week. She told us all about robot dogs and AR VR headsets. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, the exciting thing about Mobile World Congress, Kristen, is that we were able to meet all the cell phone customers. You know, many, many interesting brand new smartphones being launched there, with AI being in the center stage of many of these products. All device AI is becoming a really, really big thing. And these same customers actually also launch IoT devices like wearables, and they also launch AR, VR headsets. So it's really exciting to see that the batteries that we are making, the same customers can consider them for both mobile and IoT and wearables. And also some of them make tablets and notebooks. So this is, it's kind of, you know, validates our thesis that when we are able to make batteries that meet the requirements of the mobile phone, we now can sell them into all these other markets also.
I see. So as the smartphone battery requirements are the toughest, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the smartphones being the largest part of the market, the requirements are actually pretty tough because people really want things like fast charge. People want, you know, close to 1,000 cycles of cycle life, and people want higher energy density because of all the AI applications. So once we're able to make the battery that meets all these requirements, which is what EX1M is targeted at, it'll flow into all the other IoT and laptop and also the AR, VR headsets. And the other thing I found from the customers, Kristen, that they're super excited by is in working with us, is after EX1M, we have the EX2M coming right after mm-hmm. that. And typically, customers refresh their products once a year. So we feel like EX1M is something that our customers will launch next year. Mm-hmm. And EX2M is something that they launch the year after, because the cycle time to actually qualify a new supplier is long. As you know, it takes 9 to 12 months in this space to get into one. But once we are in, the EX1M to EX2M qualification, I expect, would be much shorter because they're already familiar with us. They're already familiar with the 100% active silicon battery and so on. So that's the other reason customers are, you know, very interested in working with us, is to get us to production first on our first product, and they can quickly move to the next product a year after.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Samira touched on the shorter cycle time with customers once we've qualified. So it goes EX1M and then EX2M.
Yeah, I mean, look, we are already now thinking about EX3M and what that would be like. We'll continue to improve our energy density, and we'll continue to improve the fast charge capabilities and continue to increase the cycle life. There's a lot of new materials coming into the market. And because of our unique architecture, which is our key differentiation, we are able to take advantage of all the new material advances that people are making. And we have a very compelling roadmap going out further and further into the years, as we keep increasing this energy density and cycle life and fast charge capabilities. And that's very exciting to our customers, because they really want to be on a roadmap that delivers value year on year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Great. Okay. Well, so that's Mobile World Congress. And then you got on a plane and you headed to Fab 2 in Malaysia. Can you tell us what you saw there?
Yeah, it's funny. I flew this way and I flew back the other way. I did my around the world trip, and it was a little rough going through so many time zones. So it was super exciting to visit our Fab 2 in Malaysia. It's really come up to speed really, really quickly. In 100 days, we were able to build a phenomenal factory. It's really amazing how fast the team there was able to execute. I got to see many, many of our Gen 2 machines there. And they're out there churning away and working really in tandem. We expect them to complete FAT and SAT soon and produce batteries. You know, I tell you, that country just ceases to amaze me every time I go there. And Penang, you know, it's such a vibrant city. And our factory, you know, is just on the mainland, just off of the island of Penang. And it's really, truly amazing. You know, words really cannot describe how quickly it has come up. In 100 days, we went from just a bare, you know, like a shell to a fully built out factory with a huge clean room, you know, epoxy floors and, you know, zone four equipment all installed. And very few parts of the world can you execute at that speed. The country knows manufacturing. There are people who know how to do this. And there's a huge amount of support from the government. You know, I got to meet the chief minister of Penang, and he was super excited that we were there. We were building battery know-how to Malaysia, and spent a lot of time with us. And we talked about all the ways the government could help us, you know, scale even more there. And that part was very exciting. And we were able to hire over 100 people, you know, in such a short span of time, from material science engineers to manufacturing engineers to, and I spent a lot of time in roundtables with the team, spent a lot of time talking about the strategy, and, you know, super excited. And FIT is going well. And as you know, FIT is a very, very stringent process. So we actually don't want to cut any corners. We want to make sure that the machines that we accept from our suppliers are performing at the level we want them to perform before we have them come into our site. And then SAT is another rigorous procedure. We're working on the agility line first. And I saw that pieces of it in operation. Super excited to see it. And, you know, most of the customers I met in Mobile World Congress actually were asking me when I would be able to host the opening of the factory so they could all come and visit. And we are actually working on that now for some time in the later part of the summer.
Yes, we're all looking forward to that. Well, speaking of Fab 2, can you talk a little bit about timing of samples?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what we want to do is on EX1M, which is what we're all focused on right now as the key product for all our customers, we are actually going to get these samples, and then we're going to test them rigorously. You know, the good news of the strong customer relationship I have and I've built with these customers over many, many years, they've given us a very clear documentation and requirements on how they would actually test the batteries when they get them. You know, for example, if you put a battery in a phone, they would drop the phone 50 times, 100 times, and make sure that nothing happens to the battery. They would put it through a different kind of crush test. And, you know, some phones operate in very cold conditions because, you know, you sell a phone in Iceland or something. So you'll have to make sure the battery operates at the temperature. Some phones charge very fast. You know, in a few minutes, they'd like to get up to 20%, 30% capacity. So we have all those tests. So our plan is to, as soon as the samples come out, you know, we will test them to those specifications. Mm-hmm. And when we test them to those specifications and we give it to our customers, it cuts the cycle time on their side. Of course, they will test it themselves too. Mm-hmm. But knowing that we've tested to exactly how they would test, it will make sure that there's no, you know, kind of gotchas when they're testing it, because we've already done all those tests. And that also cuts the cycle time on how long it takes for them to get to production after we give them. And we're on target to get them these tested samples in 2Q this year.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You have certainly evolved the company into a customer-focused organization. So we're going to ship them EX1M samples first and then move to EX2M. Can you talk a little bit about that and the progress there?
Yeah, so the way this is going to work, Kristen, is that we're going to send them the EX1M samples from that we make here in Fremont first, which they're going to test. And then we're going to send them the samples from Malaysia, from our factory, which they will test. And what happens is when they test this, once they meet the exact requirements that they've given to us in terms of cycle life, in terms of fast charge, in terms of energy density and so on, we get from them, you know, the specifications of the exact dimensions, you know, the XYZ dimensions of the battery that they need that will go to production in their phones or, you know, in their IoT devices next year. Mm-hmm. And we will then make those samples of that particular size, you know, from our agility line and also from our HVM lines, because those lines, as our viewers might know, are universal lines, which means we can change the shape of the battery to what our customers actually want. And once we make those particular shapes for them, they will then put them into their products, like either the phone or an IoT device, and they will test them. And then when they're ready, they place the orders and they go to manufacturing. By end of this year, we also expect to give them EX2M samples, which will take them again, go through the same process. They will test them, they'll validate them, but those will go to production in 26. So EX1M is what will go to production in 25, and EX2M is what will go to production in 26 is what we're expecting now.
Okay. And you have large customer demand for EX1M, is that right?
Yes. I mean, talking about demand, let me kind of maybe talk a little bit about, the size of the market and the excitement around this. You know, if you look at smartphones, as we saw at Mobile World Congress, I think this year, maybe north of 1,200 million smartphones will be shipped. And each of the customers we're talking to probably make around somewhere between 100 to 200 million smartphones based on the customer. And laptops are probably 200, 250 million units a year. And they take like 3 batteries sometimes and maybe 4 batteries sometimes. So you can see that market is also very big in terms of number of units per year. And wearables, again, multiple hundred millions of units market. For us, the TAM is very large because the customers we're talking to are considering our batteries for all of these applications. So even if we get to, 5, 10% market share of this market, at $8 to $10 a battery, for example, in smartphones, it's a huge multi-billion dollar business. So it's very exciting to see the market opportunity and the TAM. And these requirements that we're meeting with the EX1M address all of those. So that's why we expect it to ship quite well next year.
Well, thank you, Raj. That was a great overview of your travels to Mobile World Congress and Asia. We really appreciate you bringing us all up to speed.
Yeah, thank you, Kristen. Really my pleasure to communicate this and be on this podcast. Thank you for all the questions.
That concludes this episode of our Journey to Scale podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe for alerts. We'll be releasing new episodes as we reach new milestones and scale up to high volume manufacturing. Until then, thank you and have a great day.